Just know that you shifting your heart space, your vibration is helping people around you and beyond. Just trust in that, please. All right, sit or lay down. If you're new, you may feel tingles, you may feel temperature change, you may feel sensations, you may feel nothing at all. It's still working. And take a few expansive breaths. Let every exhale bring you further into your body. And then on the next exhale, bring yourself down, down, down through all the layers of Mother Earth until you get to the heart of Mother Earth. Don't worry if you can't see any, like if you can't picture it, it doesn't matter. The intention is enough. And just first be held by Mother Earth. And from that place, maybe put your hand on your heart. There's so many ways that we resist receiving. And from that place of the heart of Mother Earth, say, I open up to receive the healing. I give myself permission to fully receive. And knowing really on a deep level that you're worthy of receiving. These are such deep resistances that you may not understand with your conscious mind. Here we go. I'm going to start with one. It's called Christ Consciousness Awareness, and it's to expand love vibration from within you. Accept to receive. Forgiveness, sacred activation. Forgiveness is actually one of the key things to healing inside, shifting life around you, all of that. Running a sacred activation to help. This is really about compassion and love for everyone. Kind of seeing everybody as a divine being. Yes, it can be challenging. Accept to receive and even put your hand on your heart if that feels a bit hard right now. And ultimately, it's not about the other person. It's actually about freeing yourself. Otherwise, anger and resentment, all of that, it eats us up literally from the inside out. Next one's kind of one I run on myself all the time. It's about love, but it's sacred geometry. So it connects you to the grid system of the fifth dimension, which is love. So it's still a heart one, but it expands almost your grid system, your sacred geometry system, to that of the fifth dimension. It connects you, I should say. Here we go. Accept to receive. This one, if you're visual, you may see things. It actually showed me DNA, also that's DNA strands that are looking shinier. So the next one is, so your lungs carry your sadness and your grief. So this is going to kind of do a deep cleanse of the energetic body of your lungs. And I think we're all feeling the sadness and the grief of the, well, yeah, just that. It's actually called Breathe Peace. If emotion comes to the surface, please let it flow. Allow yourself to have this experience because I assure you it's collective. And the last one for sacred activations is called harmony and balance. I think they're self-explanatory. Harmony and balance. It could be, it's might feel like the most challenging time to find ease and to let go of whatever it is, it's the angst that we're carrying. But ultimately, letting that go is going to serve the greater good. The last one is still going to finish running. Actually, a few of them are still going to finish running, but maybe if you want to lie down, we're going to start with the frequencies. And the first one is the Arcturian peace of mind frequency. I'll explain something in 1 second, so just get comfortable. So first, I'm using the peace of mind frequency for your subtle body layers. So there's seven of them, and there's actually the mental body in your subtle body that actually impacts you quite greatly and your mental health. So the first part of peace of mind frequency is more the, you may not feel it in your dense body, or you may, depending on how free-flowing that is with your subtle bodies. It's already running now. But basically, we are attending to the mental body of your subtle bodies in your within your subtle body. These subtle bodies. And if you're new to Arcturians, they are from the ninth dimension, and they love helping healers, and they're very graceful and elegant. So this, if you feel anything, it should be like almost like a lullaby. So now it is more in your dense being your physical body and your mind. So now it's running in the dense physical body, the peace of mind frequency. Getting that a lot of you, it's a disarray, is the word that's coming through as I run this frequency, a disarray in your mental bodies. Breathe expansively. Now you're getting a very powerful heart frequency. This is not the Arcturians. It's Isis, it's Melchizedek, it's Metatron. So first I'm just going to run in an open quantum fashion, which means your guides and your higher self are deciding what you need at the heart, at your heart first, each individual. You use. And it's literally, I'm a vessel through my heart, it's moving through my heart chakra to you guys. So they're not letting me stop the open. You guys clearly need, your guys are working, your guides are working hard. So I'm not going to set an intention yet because they're They're going nuts in the open quantum fashion. Each one of your guides and each all of your higher selves, even if you're not present life. So now I'm going to run it to clear sadness. So it's heart healing still, but clearing sadness. Ooh. And now we're healing grief, not just grief from now, but the accumulated grief, maybe even deep grief, anything that you have not grieved from any loss, any change, any transition in your life, any closure as well. And now the final one is to expand in love. So we've cleared, we didn't do the anger, we did the sadness and the grief. We're just going to expand in love. Sorry, they tell me, no, we have to do the anger. That's what we're gonna do first, clear the anger. It's like, I'm not skipping. Just give me a second, please. So first we're gonna clear anger, clearly, I've been told. So clearing anger. This is all heart healing. Now we're getting to love expansion. So just allow that you're worthy. Just literally almost feel like you're the heart, your heart and your love is expanding on the energetic level within you. Love expansion. Love is the way, love is the key. And they're saying this is how you are part of healing the world. Yes, you, individual. Individuals are powerful in their choices. And I'm going to be shutting it off, so just going to do that, and just need a second to do that. I'm just going to run something to integrate the frequencies. And then make your way down to the heart of Mother Earth again. Just set that intention and be held with the grounding, integrating, holding energies of the feminine Mother Earth. And then make your way to your heart center and take a few breaths in your chest cavity, your heart center. Begin to wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. When you are ready, you may open up your eyes. Just know that what you did in this little 30 minutes, what you did for each individual, all each individual you, is helping far beyond the individual you.